Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, we have a tale of two cities, a higher soybean market with a higher soybean oil market, excited about potential EPA announcements, and maybe President Trump tonight bringing something up about that on the EPA and biodiesel, along with soybeans to China maybe. So we're seeing strength there. Kind of on that, also rumors that China might be checking bids out in the Pacific Northwest. Of course, the bears are saying it's not occurring, but that's how rumors go. If flash sales occur in the next day or two, then we'll know it was true. So beans are higher today, while corn corrects yesterday's sharply higher action after seeing the best price here since post-WASDE, and then got hit with some more farmer selling because February is the month where you got to make things look good for the banker. You got property taxes, you got you got income tax coming due. The cash renter guys want some money, so sales continue here until we get into March. Then things can change to the better here on corn valuation. Wheat prices, second day of correction, but nothing bad. Kansas City wheat down 4, but it was the big gainer last week, and it had backed up yesterday. Chicago wheat, barely lower on the day. So Kansas more weaker with a forecast of rain in the 10-day forecast. Currently, we have the May beans higher by 5¾ cents, 11.55½, courtesy of May bean oil up 72 cents, 60.60. Meals higher too, up $2 a ton on the May contract, $314.50. The July beans up 5 cents, 11.68½. November up 5½, 11.22¾. Slowly pulling that average for the February revenue insurance numbers to higher a little bit again. Corn, May down 2½, 4.37¾. July off 2, 4.46¾. While new crop December down a penny, 4.63½. In the wheat trade, Chicago's just down 0.75 cents, 5.73. Kansas, May off 4¾, 5.67½. While Minneapolis mixed, May is up 0.5 cents, 5.97¾. September down 0.5 cents, 6.27½. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures. A mixed on the live cattle, which should be strong, and they're not. Box beef up $6.65 on the choice, $375.87. The select up $1.79, $366.10. But the board is not impressed. Up 35 cents on the expiring February cattle contract this week, 245.32. April, down 25 cents, 239. June, down 2 cents, 235.52. Feeder cattle, the index down about $0.50 today to 375.5, while the March feeder index is comfortably $10.50 below the index, and it doesn't have to come together for another 25 to 30 days from now. March feeders, 365.05, up 75 cents. April feeders up 80 at 362.15. May feeders up 52 cents, 358.50. August up 57, 358.20. Hogs sharply higher again today. April hogs up $1.97, 95.67. June gaining $1.70 at 110.02, getting back into that upper range of trading they've been here over the past month. Metals are sharply divided. We have the April gold down $49 an ounce, $5,176. The May silver up 76 cents at $87.99. It's tripping here as I try to talk about it. The dollar index up 12 cents, 97.76. Bitcoin, well, we are lower by $40 on that March contract, $64,715. And crude oil, after being higher this morning, giving up a dollar plus gains as nothing's changed over in the Middle East. We do know Department of Energy numbers will be out tomorrow, API numbers this afternoon. They're thinking they might see some building in that inventory data with things having changed after the cold spell we had in January and early February. And so crude oil today down 40 cents a barrel, $65.91. Gasoline off $0.005, $2.24¼. April diesel fuel down $0.005 as well, $2.51½. Any questions? You can always find us. Our phone numbers are at the top of the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results, consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.